Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish in the house. As usual, Davis Maddock one more day off from his much-needed vacation. So we got George Kurtz back in the house today. And today on the show, we've got the Thrive Fantasy Preview. We're going to talk NHL tonight. So, of course, I'm leaning on George for this one tonight. We're going to help you out, set a lineup in NHL props, which we've never done here before. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. Talk a little Detroit Tigers baseball. That will be our fantasy baseball preview as well. George, you had a great weekend, I assume. Lots happening in sports. And, of course, getting closer and closer to fantasy baseball drafts. I know I have my first one next week. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Yeah, you mentioned, right? There was something about watching baseball this weekend. And I am that guy who had the MLB Network on all weekend. I watched 3 Yankee games. The Yankees played a split squad yesterday. MLB Network had the early game, and Yes Network had the late game at different times. And yes, I watched them both here. I'm not going to tell you I was glued to the TV, but it was just nice to have baseball on TV. So good weekend. Bunch of big trades in the NHL. The NHL trade deadline is this Friday. We finally find out where Timo Meier's going to the Devils in like an 18-player deal. That was pretty wild here. We think Patrick Kane's on his way to the Rangers. Rangers is going to play some cap shenanigans here to be able to fit him under. That trade could be official as soon as maybe Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, so look for that. Of course, we'll report it here on the show when it is. Let's get to our headlines here as we begin the show on this Monday, week 2 of baseball spring training. Also, last night, in case you missed it, this guy has been on fire all season, but last night was the pinnacle as Damian Lillard had 71 points in the NBA last night for the Blazers as they defeated the Rockets. My gosh, what a season he is having as Lillard. Quinn Snyder has agreed to a 5-year deal to become the Atlanta Hawks head coach. He's at the gig now. Barry Trotz is named Predators GM as David Poehl ends up retiring. And Manny Machado, who talked about opting out and being a free agent at the end of the season, I guess he played his leverage correctly here, George, because he signed a 11-year, $350 million deal with the Padres. So now they just got to lock up Juan Soto, if they can do that. And that's the end of the story. But I think more interesting enough, George, when I think about it long-term here, great for Machado, certainly, and he's going to stay in San Diego. They're doing great things there. They're spending all kinds of money. They're trying to win. They did this a few years ago, let's not forget, and it didn't work, but you know, maybe this time it will. But George, the free agent market next year, I don't know if you've had a chance to glance over it. It has Shohei Ohtani at the top, And then nothing, man. Like next offseason is going to be a very quiet hot stove, unless there's trades or something like that. Because I'm looking at the list here, and all the guys that had potential to become free agents are all locked up.
Well, the hitters are bad, right? It's not going to be a sexy hitters market. The pitching's actually pretty solid. There are a lot of decent starting pitchers out there that you might be able to see on the market. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's going to be kind of ugly here. Kind of weird, Machado, right? A week ago, this is why it's all a game when they talk in the press here. I'm not signing. I'm going to go away. Going to hit free agency, blah, 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 blah. He had 5 years, 180 left on his contract. He gets another 5 years, $170 million. So good for him. Seems like that's about his market value. It's very similar to the Aaron Judge contract. So, hey, he gets paid there. Yippee-yay. You mentioned, boy, they want to lock up Soto, right? He's going to cost more than $350 because he's much younger. So you're talking $400 million plus for him. And there's news they're going to go after Ohtani, too. How much money does this guy have? Does Steve Cohen own both teams here? Are we looking at a team on each coast? Because Ohtani's probably $500 million since he's an ace starting pitcher in today's city here. So, listen, good for the Padres for doing what they're doing, putting a lot of pressure on the Dodgers, Craig. But I'm still of that belief that one of the reasons why the Dodgers have had a quiet offseason, sort of resetting their tax cap, getting a little lower payroll, is they're going to make a monster run just to have Ohtani move across town to play with them next season.
Yeah, and that would be obviously huge if that was able to happen, no doubt. The other thing, George, and we're going to get into this coming up, is that, and we'll talk fantasy on the Tigers coming up next, so I'm interested in having that discussion with you, but I always like to sort of preview that here in our first segment before we get to that, and then we dive into the numbers, is that, George, what the Tigers are proving to a degree, and I don't know if you feel that this is accurate or not, is that not every rebuild goes exactly the way you want it. And we talked so much about the Cubs rebuild and the Astros rebuild and, even the Atlanta Braves to a degree sort of tore it down, built it back up. Philadelphia Phillies did the same thing. But George, when we dive into the Tigers today, they fired their general manager in the offseason. You look at their roster from a fantasy perspective, it looks rough. And I think Tigers fans are probably wondering, when are we going to dig ourselves out of this thing? Because I'm not sure it happens this year either.
Yeah, I'm with you there, right? And you don't play in that tough a division. There's no Yankees there. There's no Houston, no Jays. I mean, because don't get me wrong, Cleveland's a good team. White Sox, good team. But they're not great teams here. So you think you could compete here. I think last year, they really thought that it was going to be their year to at least compete for a wild card spot, right? They thought their young starting pitching would take that next step. And it didn't happen there for various reasons, injuries and such there. Listen, they traded for Austin Meadows, maybe a couple weeks of the spring training last year, if I remember correctly. You signed Javier Baez, which granted a lot of us weren't thrilled with, but still you made moves to add those players because that's what you thought you needed. And as you're sort of saying there, it didn't go well. And I'm with you here. I don't think this season's going to go well.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
All that well either.
Yeah, and so we'll dive into that coming up next, so stay on the grid for that. This is Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, George Kurtz in the house, our preview of the Detroit Tigers from a fantasy baseball perspective coming up next each and every day. George and I, or Davis, when he comes back tomorrow, we're previewing one team every day all the way up to opening day. So stay on the grid for that as we dive into who you should be taking on Fantasy Baseball Draft Day on the Tigers next right here on FST. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with George Kurtz with you here on the show. All right, so the Detroit Tigers through the years, George, they're a team that is very willing to spend money. They've done it through the years, obviously. You know, they've done it with Miguel Cabrera, who's playing in his last season, who you're not going to see on our ADP list because, again, final season, you know, final year of the contract, just got to play it out, it would appear at this point. But, George, what they tried to do, George, is they tried to develop these young pitchers and through that add bats to go along with it in free agency. That was their plan last year. And so along with their first pick in Spencer Torkelson, they figured, okay, well, we have Torkelson and we have, Riley Green, and we're going to have Tarik Skubal. We're going to have Matt Manning, and we're going to have this great pitching staff. We're going to add Eduardo Rodriguez too. None of it, George, ended up coming to fruition. Like, I mean, you want to talk about a disaster last season. The Tigers not only were not competitive, but they're kind of going into this season, you know, sort of just doing the same thing over again, which tells me they could be headed in another direction come next year too.
You're not wrong. All right, you and I are old enough to remember. You mentioned Miguel Cabrera. I remember this team had Cabrera at one time, Verlander, Scherzer. This is the team.
Yeah.
Right? There was always them and the Twins going at it. And the Illich family that owns it, Pizza. They were them, and now I don't want to say it half the thought, but it's been they've been really that bottom feeder team for a long time here. Now listen, I thought they'd be better last season too. Now you mentioned all the young pitchers, Manning, Mize, Skubal. Yeah, that was gonna be the next big three, you might say, right? And you Eduardo Rodriguez, sure they signed him, but not to be the ace, more to be the veteran to help them those guys learn. Their veteran who's won with the Red Sox there. I mean, really, nothing's paid off. I mean, nothing's paid off for them. It's almost, you know, is it just bad luck? Is it, were these guys overhyped? Was it, did you just not bring them up correctly? You know, did you not, were they rushed? I mean, there's so many questions go through your mind here. Were they, were a different organization, if not something different, gotten more out of them right now? Is the future 2 years from now, 3 years from now, do they have to start from scratch again?
Maybe.
I mean, really, again? Maybe. Yeah, when you look at this team right now, Craig, do you see them as anything more than a, yeah, I don't know if they're going to compete for the number one overall pick, but they won't be that far away from it either.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some veterans that can maybe push to 70 wins or 75 wins, but they're not going to be a 500 team, that's for sure. And that's indicated in the NFBC. It's really easy to see when you see where the experts are drafting a lot of these players. No player drafted in the first round, second round, third round, fourth round. It goes on and on. Austin Meadows, George mentioned, he was a huge disappointment for them last year, and obviously going through a lot of, you know, self issues as well. So let's, you know, sort of hope for the best for him this year. His ADP is 278. So, you know, you can see a little bit of bullish for some people on Meadows, thinking there's a bounce back, because if you look, don't even look at his numbers last year because they were abysmal. Javier Baez, this is the lowest he's being drafted in fantasy probably in what, 8 years, George? He's just, you know, not, you know, the player that people thought he was. Riley Green certainly has some upside here. I mean, this could be a player for sure on Detroit, maybe my favorite name here. And then mostly undraftable players. Jonathan Scope, who they brought back. Kerry Carpenter will man the outfield. They lost Robbie Grossman there. Eric Haas, you know, his ADP is 283, George, because he's a catcher and you have to take two catchers in this stuff. Nick Maton is an afterthought. Spencer Torkelson, who, you know, top pick in the draft, George, and he's still not even being taken high at all. And then Akil Baddoo, who had that magic a couple of years ago, clearly not that guy. So, I mean, Miguel Cabrera not listed. I don't know, George. I mean, to make of this team, I mean, for me, I mean, Riley Green is somebody that when I see names compared to him, I will be very interested. I'm a big fan of his game, but I'm not in love with this offense this season. And maybe Meadows is the one upside guy just because of he's done it every year except last year.
Yeah, I think when you look at this, I haven't participated in any real drafts yet, just a whole bunch of mocks. Got another one Wednesday, as a matter of fact. The only player I can remember drafting, and I said, if I've done 10 mocks so far, it sounds about right. We're talking full rosters, maybe not reserves. Sorry, 23 players here. I think I got Meadows once, took him late, last second, last round, you know, an extra outfield. And I even starting out, just an extra outfielder there. I could see Torkelson, someone giving him some love here, maybe for a corner infielder, maybe a utility player. I have not given up on Torkelson, you know, young player. Trout didn't know that wasn't successful right away, right? Takes a little bit sometimes. Not everyone's going to come up and, you know, go crazy right away. So I haven't given up on Torkelson. But my question is this. Where's your upside with these guys? It is not a good hitter's ballpark, right? It's going to be cold in Detroit in March and April, cold in September. So the ball's not going to fly out of there. It's not meant for hitting. It's really meant for pitching here. Riley Green? No problem grabbing him. When I say I just haven't had a chance to grab him, but I would take him as a fourth or fifth outfielder. I do think he'll be fine. I even think there's room for Green to take that next step. You know, maybe be better than fine here. So I have no problem with Green. No problem grabbing Meadows late. Torkelson, fine. Baez, once again, middle infielder, you know, fine. But ban on the shift's not going to help him. It's generally for left-handers, not right. He's going to bat 220, 230. It's going to be a drag on your average here. And I do wonder this, you know, as far as fantasy is concerned, reality in some ways as well. But now that the shift has been banned, you know, the average in fantasy rotisserie has been going down to really get up in that category. Will it go up this year? Am I going to need to worry about average again, where I can't have too many of these dead hitters here that are killing me? Where now to win that category, maybe I do have to go back to hitting 270? You know, I do wonder what that's going to do to fantasy.
Yeah, no, it's a fascinating dynamic. I still think the shift will be in play for a lot of teams. They're going to figure out ways to add, you know, a left fielder over to right field, a right fielder over to left field. Yes, but there's no question that the game is going to look different this year for sure. All right, now the starting pitching should have been headlined by Tarik Skubal, who I think, George, in the end is going to end up being a star in this league. He was fantastic last year, but he had flexor tendon surgery. That's really serious. And I don't see any scenario where he's ready maybe before, I don't know, June, July. So you're just not seeing him in their starting rotation at the beginning of the season. And so Eduardo, I mean, I would take Skubal and stash him, but I mean, he to me is the best Tiger on the team for fantasy. Eduardo Rodriguez, as we look at their staff, he's inside the top 400. So maybe he would be the first player that you would consider. But even Rodriguez has had his issues since joining Detroit. They even brought Matthew Boyd back for this cup of coffee here, but look at his ADP, undraftable. Michael Lorenzen, George, his ADP, undraftable. Matt Manning, same thing, 534. Matt Manning was supposed to be one of those stars. You mentioned Casey Mize. Spencer Turnbull, George, remember him last year at the beginning of the year? It was like, oh, Turnbull's going to be the big star. He's going to be the breakout guy. Boy, Tigers are up against it here, George. I mean, it just drives it home looking at that graphic. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact that injuries have been a big part of what's happened to the Tigers. They've been maybe the most unfortunate team in baseball with injuries to their starting pitching staff. And for example, in a dynasty league, I am not just shipping out Skubal for nothing. I'm just waiting for him to come back.
Well, you said it. All right, Skubal, I have in a dynasty. Well, it's actually a heavy keeper league, not technically a dynasty league. But he's the one guy I like. you know, out of this. So we'll see what happens. I don't mind Turnbull, but, you know, you don't know what you're going to get here. He's 30 years old, but we sort of think he's younger than he actually is. He's 30. What are we hoping for here? It is a pitcher's ballpark, so there is some hope that the ratios will be, you know, kept in check here. But, you know, if you're starting seven starting pitches, what is it, five, six? You know, there's not a lot of upside here. So when I look at them, no. Rodriguez is a blah. He's an innings eater. That's all he is. You know, if I go out and grab him, he didn't even want to be a part of the team last year. He disappeared for a while, right? They couldn't even get in touch with him. That's how bad it was there. Matthew Boyd, sure, a name from the past, blast from the past, used to be a strikeout guy, but no longer that. Like I said, I don't know what's their fault with all these youngsters. Schoolboy got hurt. Mines hasn't been that guy. Turnbull got hurt. I mean, could we just be bad luck here? But this is an organization that they got a lot of questions to ask and things to figure out here. They don't even have a closer I can trust right now.
Yeah, no, they really just don't. Maybe Jose Cisnero, Alex Lang. I mean, I know who those names are, but I mean, those are not guys that, I mean, they're going to get taken higher than all of these starting pitchers, honestly, because people want saves in fantasy. But yeah, I mean, and by the way, Tigers not going to win a lot of games too, probably.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
George and I are talking about 75 at the most, I would think. I think their number's below that going into the season.
I'll take the under.
All right, so not the best team to preview today here on the show, but we got to go through them one at a time. Coming up next, time to help you out, make some money over on Thrive Fantasy. So stay on the grid for that. George is going to get some props for you coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with George Kurtz. And folks, we got a treat for you here because today we're going to tell you how you can get a deposit bonus of up to $250 just for signing up to the Thrive Fantasy app, folks. And here is how you do it. Use our promo code, okay? Very simple. SportsGrid, S-P-O-R-T-S-G-R-I-D. I can spell. Can't do math, but I can spell. So if you put $100 in the app today, they're going to match it with $100. You put $200, they're going to match it with $200. You put $1, they'll put $1. So basically, you just use that promo code. You can play tonight. You can play on the NBA. You can play on the NHL. Soon you'll be able to play on baseball too. And you get a free deposit bonus of up to $250. And even better, for those of you who know nothing about hockey like me, you're even going to get educated on the show. And we're going to give you 5 props. We call it the Thrive 5. All right, George. Well, here we go. I'm leaning on you heavy today, man. Leaning on you heavy today because when I put my deposit bonus in of $100, $200, I'm going to be looking at you, George, after tonight. I'm going to go through these and say, hey, at least we got to hit 3 out of 5 here on this. Now, for those people who've never used Thrive before, it's not just as simple as picking the overs or unders because there are point allocations for all of these. So I've talked a lot. I'm going to let George talk pretty much for the rest of the segment. But first, I got to set George up. Here are the Thrive 5 that we're going to review here on the show. David Pastrnak's goals set at a half tonight. Charlie McAvoy's assists set at a half tonight. And then we've got 3 goalies. Linus Omark, 26.5. Jake Edinger, 26.5. I think I got the name right. And then Peter Radzik, 26.5 saves. We're going to go through all 5 of those, folks. Now, so this is how you're going to learn tonight a little bit about how to play the NHL. Let's start off with the superstar that is David Pastrnak. His total goals, George, is a half tonight. Now, if you go over, you get 95 Thrive points. If you go under, you get 105. Pick number 1. Where are we going?
All right, David Pastrnak, you mentioned one of the best pure goal scorers in the NHL. Probably someone who doesn't get talked about enough. Now, he's not Connor McDavid. He's not Sidney Crosby. He's not going to make your highlight films by going around everybody, all 2 defenders and skating through people. He's a sniper, that kind of guy here. He's made 42 goals this season in 58 games. He's likely to surpass his career high of 48 goals that he set in 2019. That kind of player plays on one of the best lines, if not the best line in hockey, with Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron. So we like Pastrnak a lot tonight. But maybe more importantly, they're playing the Edmonton Oilers. All right. For those who don't know the Edmonton Oilers, good team. They're the Colorado Rockies of the NHL. They're going to score goals. They don't play defense. All right. They don't have good defensemen here. Goaltending's not all that great either. Average at best here. Pastrnak, we know, is going to get the puck. He's going to get a chance to put it on net. So we like Pastrnak to score again tonight. Like I said, 42 goals in the season. Didn't score on Saturday. Kind of another reason I kind of like him. He had 1 game without a goal. Had 3 games and 2 3 goals and 2 games before that. But we like Pastrnak a lot to score against tonight for the Boston Bruins. Hey, some of you were just picking on the Edmonton Oilers here. Sure, they're a good team. They're a fun team to watch. Maybe one of the best teams to watch in the NHL as far as, hey, because they're going to give up shots. They're going to give up goals here. They play a lot of high-scoring games. Edmonton gave up 6 goals to the Columbus Blue Jackets on Saturday. Columbus, for those who don't know, maybe the worst team in the NHL is certainly one of them. 6 goals. That's a ton in hockey when you average somewhere around 3. So, yeah, we like Boston to score a bunch of goals tonight. I have very little doubt about that. I'll take my chance that Pastrnak is going to be one of them. I actually thought this would be lower. I thought you'd only get 75 points for it, maybe 80 points for it. You're going to give me 95, close to even? I'm going to take that, Craig, every time.
All right, so there you go. Pick number 1 is going over on David Pastrnak's goals set at a half tonight on Thrive. We'll talk about Charlie McAvoy next, followed by Omark, Edinger, and then Radzik, all goaltenders tonight in terms of saves. All right, so there's a huge disparity on this one, George, with Charlie McAvoy, because, again, if he gets over 1 assist tonight, you only get 70 Thrive points. The under, by the way, is 130 tonight, so heavy, heavy juice on the over. Are you going to go contrarian here, or is it just that simple? He gets an assist and you take your 70 points.
I'm just taking the points here, right? It's sort of like the easy money thing here. I'll just take it. You're going to give it to me? I'll take it here. Take my points and run. McAvoy also, another – he's not Erik Karlsson. He's not really a goal scorer from defense. Only has 4 goals on the season. He does have 37 assists, though, in only 45 games. People forget that McAvoy started, missed most of October, part of November, after having off-season surgery here. Since he's come back, he's been fantastic. The Boston Bruins as a whole have been fantastic. Been the best team in the NHL all season long, likely to win the President's Trophy, which means they have the most points in the NHL. They'll be the number one seed going into the NHL playoffs here. They have a team to beat. I don't think there's any doubt they're the team to beat. They picked up Dmitry Orlov, who might play with McAvoy as a pairing on defense. Orlov's more on the defensive side of the game. McAvoy, he's a good defensive defender as well, but he certainly can put the puck on net. He's very good at dishing it. Once again, Pasternak, Marchand, Bergeron, Hall, Krejci. They can score goals. And as I said before, you're playing the Oilers. I just think this is easy. It's easy money for me. They're not even asking for a goal. Just give me a point. One assist? Yeah, I think he's going to get that. I think he's almost going to get it pretty easily. I can't say this enough. I would be – what is the worst-case scenario for Boston tonight? They only score 4 goals? All right? The 2 assists, that's 8 assists. I'll take a chance that McAvoy gets one of those. Okay, that's my worst-case scenario. No one's surprised at all if Boston scores 5-6. Not at all here tonight. So McAvoy to get one assist, yeah, I'm taking – I'm not getting the other point total I'd like in return, but sometimes you just got to take the easy point total and build up someplace else.
All right, so over on Pasternak, over on McAvoy, those are the first two of the five. Now we'll touch on Lance Ullmark, Edinger, and Radzik to close it out. All right, so Linus Ullmark, total saves tonight in goal, set at 26.5, over 95, under 105.
Sort of like the Pasternak odds we're going with here, right? It's pretty much 50-50 here. I may have made fun of the Oilers and their... their defense, lack of defense, their goaltending not so good, but their offense is very good. All right, they've got Connor McDavid. He's going to be the MVP. All right, he's got like 1,000 points this year, and he's unstoppable. He's that guy. He's even, he's leaving. The kind of guy where if you played against him, you are worried about being on SportsCenter's not top 10 because he's going to make you look silly. You know, he's going to leave a jock on the ice there because he is that good. Leon Draisaitl, another pure sniper, sort of like Pasternak, maybe a little bit better overall player than Pasternak. And they've got good secondary scoring, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Zach Hyman, Evander Kane, if he does get back into the lineup tonight, 50-50 at best, I would say there. He's missed the last 3-4 games due to injury there. They're going to screw. They're going to shoot. They're going to put the pucks on net. They're going to get some saves here. So Ullmark, yeah, I do think he goes above the 26.5 saves. Probably somewhere in the low 30s would be my guess here. So I'll take it here. Ullmark, by the way, scored a goalie goal. Craig, yeah, scored a goalie goal on Saturday. So that was pretty cool. Pretty easy. They're very nonchalant. Got the puck in front of the net. Flipped it down there into the empty net. So pretty cool. 13th goalie all time to do that. First since, I think, 2020.
All right, so we're over City here tonight, it looks like, at least of the first three. Over on Pasternak, over on McAvoy, over on Ullmark. Our next two are Edinger and Radzik to end it here. So, all right, so let's hit on Edinger next, over 26.5 saves at goal tonight. This is our first odds that we're looking at in terms of Thrive points. George, over, you get 100 points. Under, you get 100 points.
Yeah, obviously with goaltenders, you want to make sure they're in the lineup, by the way. So one thing a little tricky about going with goal is I shoot all players, make sure they're actually playing in the game here. We know in the NBA, you get late scratches. And in the NHL, starting goalies play about 2 of every 3 games. You never know when they might be sat here. Edinger, I wonder this with Dallas. They've had a good season overall, but lately, 6 of the last 7 games, they have given up over this amount of shots. All right, so I think they're an older team, Craig. I think they're a little tired here. As we're in February, right? Late February, March, I think they're getting a little tired here. I think it's another team that needs a little shot of adrenaline, maybe a nice big trade of the trade deadline to wake these guys up here. So that's why I'm going with that for Vancouver. Vancouver is sort of a wild team as far as they're going to give up shots, they're going to take shots. You know, it's another possible 6-5 game tonight. Wouldn't surprise anybody here. 5-4, somewhere around there. Vancouver did trade Bo Horvat to the Islanders a couple of weeks ago. That has not really stopped their offense all that much. They're still scoring goals, still getting shots on goal. But more important to me is when you watch Dallas, they're giving the shots up. Now, they just are. For whatever reason, they're in a little bit of slump on defense now, where maybe the forwards aren't coming back to forecheck as much or back check as much to help them on defense, but they've been giving up those shots. Give me Edinger over 26.5.
All right, so over on Edinger, let's close it out here. Over on Pasternak, over on McAvoy, over on Ullmark, over on Edinger. So let's see, 5 for 5 here. Let's close it out. Mrazek, the goaltender, 26.5 saves. George, what do you got here, over or under this one? Are we going 5 overs tonight?
I'm afraid not. We were so close, though. All right, this is sort of a 50-50 one where you flip a coin. I could see you taking the over because, hey, Mrazek, Chicago, bad team, but Chicago's hot of late, which, by the way, has to kill the organization because everybody wants to be in on Connor Bedard, you know, finish as close to the bottom as you can to get as many ping pong balls as possible to grab Bedard. Bedard is going to be an organizational changer once drafted. He is that kind of player. But also Chicago's hot now. Anaheim, well, they're not. Another bad team. These are two bad teams here, which sometimes can be tricky when we play with two bad teams because you don't know which team's going to show up here. Well, Chicago has been showing up. It's really what it comes down to. Anaheim's not been playing poorly here, but the bottom line is this. It's sort of the irresistible force versus the immovable object. Maybe it's the resistible force versus the movable object. Anaheim doesn't shoot that much. They don't get a lot of shots. Chicago does give them up. So which way are we going here? I'm going to go that Anaheim's going to stick to their the way they've been playing. They're not going to get as many shots on net. Low 20 seems to be about what they're averaging here, and even that's being kind. They've got some 18s, some 19s, and they're – last couple of games there. They're just not a high-volume shot team. So give me Mrazek to go under 26.5 shots on goal. But with Chicago, it's, hey, where does Patrick Kane get traded to? That's what we're all wondering. But give me Chicago Mrazek under 26.5 saves.
All right, folks, screenshot that right there because those are your five picks tonight over on Thrive Fantasy. Use our promo code SportsGrid, deposit bonus.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This mashed up to $250. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Naturally, a lot of buzz going on, George, this weekend about the Major League Baseball pitch clock and, batter clock as well. Ended up one game ending on the batter not being in the box at the time. But I got to tell you, George, I went to a game yesterday. These spring training games in terms of time are being shaved off 20, 30 minutes. Same amount of runs being scored. There's like always action going on in the game. I'm seeing complaints about it. I don't think people that are going are complaining about this. To me, this is more for the fans that are going to the game. Let's be honest, George. You're sitting at home. You don't care if the game's 2 hours. You don't care if the game's 4 hours. You're a click away from being done. But for fans attending this season, I think they're in for a treat. I think this is going to work.
Yeah, now my feelings on it are I am in favor of the pitch. I know people think I'm not because I like to complain about everything. I'm actually in favor of it. For the reason you mentioned. Now, listen, I don't mind. I'm a baseball fan. All right, I've got the three TVs here, so if a game's going slow, let's play another game. Doesn't bother me. I'm a Yankee fan. Yes, I'm well aware the Yankee-Boston games go 4+ hours. I get it. I don't care. Now, I'm watching it anyway. It doesn't bother me. That being said, I do like the idea. I don't like the pitcher doing his little, trek around the mound after every pitch. He's trying to get back up to a full strength so he can throw the ball 110 miles an hour. No, get there and throw the ball. Let's go. I don't need the batter going down the third baseline going, hey, I'm not going to have the dinner tonight. Who am I going out? I don't need that. All right, get in the batter's box. Let's go. So I do think that's good for the game. I do wonder if they do need to adjust it a little bit, maybe add a little bit more time, 3 seconds, something like that, which is something they can play with here. Now, listen, I went to nowhere near as many games as you, of course, but I went to about 8-10 games last year. Yeah, I don't mind it being sped up a little bit. I don't. So I'm looking forward to it. It's the other rules that bother me more than this. I'll say this, though. That play on Saturday, the Boston-Atlanta game. I saw the highlight, did not watch it live. And my first thought was, the pitcher didn't get it off in time. Right? He has 20 seconds, didn't get it off in time. Mm-hmm. When he called the batter out, I'm like, why? The batter was in the box. but he wasn't set and ready. You know what? I don't care. You know, as far as that, I don't need the batter to be set and ready. You're in the box, throw the ball. If he's not ready to swing, that's on him. You know, what happened during the play is the catcher stood up to direct the infielders, or you go there, and it threw the batter off. And even Snicker said, the manager of Atlanta, I don't think they did it on purpose. But, you know, it also brings this up, Craig. Managers are going to figure out a way to start trying to screw with this a little bit, try and screw with the batters.
Oh, yeah.
Someone, Buck Showalter, would have thought about this during a game. Stand up and see what happens here, because the catcher does not need to be ready. The catcher can do that. Should the catcher have to be in his crouch as well?
Fascinating stuff as we go forward. And I saw one automatic ball called yesterday at the game that I was at. But, hey, these games are moving. I think that especially for your East Coast team playing on the West Coast, you may be able to watch the whole game too. I don't know. I just think there's a lot of positives with this pitch clock. Big fan of it. All right, let's hit it. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, George, New Jersey Devils make a big trade. They're, you know, pushing toward the playoffs here, and obviously we're going to have to see how things go. If you look over on FanDuel and you look at the odds, you know, really nobody has New Jersey as one of the teams to potentially win it. But I will ask you, George, fantasy reality, New Jersey Devils are contenders for the Stanley Cup this season.
Yeah, no, they made the big move yesterday. They get probably the number one player on the trade market in Timo Meier from the San Jose Sharks. Good move by the Devils. We've known that the Devils and the Carolina Hurricanes were the top two teams that wanted Meier, really, most of the season that we've been speculating this. And then we heard on Saturday that, hey, Carolina's out of it. So we figured, okay, he's going to the Devils here. This trade, by the way, ended up being 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players and 4 draft picks. A monster deal here. I'm not going to name the players. No one has heard of most of these players. I haven't heard of most of these players other than Meier and a couple of lesser guys here. Andreas Johnson, sure, Settlin, yes. So monster deal here. I got to tell you, really thought San Jose would get more back. You know, a lot of these players, they're getting back to so-so. We'll see what the draft picks turn out to be. But I thought they would have gotten a better return here. But that's not the question here. The question is, are the Devils contenders? Sure, you're automatically contenders. You make the playoffs. Devils have been a great team all season long. Problem is, they're going to be playing the New York Rangers round one. That's almost written in stone. All right, the Rangers, damn good team as it is. Certainly have better goaltending. Defense probably goes to the Devils. Offense is maybe an edge towards the Rangers, which is why they made this deal here. So are they contenders? Sure, but it's not going to be an easy road to hoe at all for the Devils. Yeah, look, that series, Devils-Rangers, that should be a fantastic one to watch here. And even if they get past them, they're going to go play. Odds are going to play the Carolina Hurricanes. Fun there. But are they contenders? This is reality. They are absolutely contenders. Good for the Devils, a team that did not make the playoffs last season, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, from everything that everyone is saying about this trade, it may have taken them, you know, in terms of being no chance to some chance. And so, again, I think you have to say reality here. Now, George obviously is the expert here. I don't think they're going to win the cup. Can they get to the semifinals in the East? Sure. Can they get to the finals in the East? Maybe. Are they going to win? I don't know. Seems like there are, at least FanDuel is telling me they have like the fourth or fifth best chance, which tells me there is a chance, but probably not going to happen. I'll say contenders. I'll go with George. He's the expert on this topic for sure. All right. Manny Machado, about 2 weeks ago, threw the gauntlet out saying that, hey, if I'm not signed by the end of the season, yeah, I'm going to be a free agent. I'm opting out at the end of the year. And part of the reason is, George, is because when Machado looks at it, now again, who knows what his season's going to go like. Is there just no free agents out there in the offseason? The Trey Turners and Xander Bogarts and Dansby Swansons, like this crazy offseason that we just had with $350 million and $400 million and $300 million. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is going to get more than all of them, but he's really the only big, big free agent out there except for Manny Machado. But Manny Machado shocked the world over the weekend, signed a contract extension, 11 years, $350 million. Padres are one of the favorites to win the World Series this year. They're in the top three. Fantasy or reality, Manny Machado will win a World Series during his 11 years, if it goes that long, with the San Diego Padres.
Oh, you got to like what the Padres are doing. You really have to like what they're doing. You said it, right? Machado, I think they're all using Cohen against everybody, by the way, right? Oh, Mets need a third baseman next year? Yeah, I'm going to opt out because I can use the Cohen. He's going to pay me a gazillion dollars here. So that's why salaries are going up there. And Machado did what he did. Might have opted out anyway, but certainly having Cohen with the Mets, a team that needed a third baseman, helped Machado here. Will they win a World Series with the Padres? I mean, they can win it this year. I think they're a better team than the Dodgers. Like I said, I think the Dodgers, they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're really making that push for Ohtani next year, so they're trying to prepare for that. What other teams are we worried about in the National League? Okay, the National League East. We like the Braves, of course. They've been great. Mets certainly should be there, although I do wonder about the age of Verlander and Scherzer, how that's going to hold up in October over a long season. But Padres are top three contenders in the National League for me. I think you can make an argument they can win the World Series this year. More or less over the length of his contract here. My only worry about the Padres is this. All right, the starting pitching, good, has depth here. Is it enough? You know, Darvish, who's signed to like he's 50 years old now, Musgrove, Blake Snell, Waka, Martinez, Lugo. I mean, I might worry about that. They're definitely top heavy as far as offense to me. And you add Fernando Tatis will be back in, what, late April after his suspension here. I do worry about that starting pitching in October, Craig, but then again, maybe they're going to add the deadline. Who the hell knows what this team is doing here? Are they going to win a World Series during Machado's career there? I think this is reality. Cause I think it wouldn't shock me if we're talking about this a year from now that the Padres are defending champions more or less the next 9 years after that. So yes, give me reality. They will win a World Series while Machado is with the team.
Yeah. Bogart's there too. I mean, look, there's a lot to like with the Padres, no doubt. Television-wise, they have the market cornered there right now, George. Like, the revenue, people want to compare the Padres to other teams. It's not fair, man. Like, they have no other major league teams. They have no other professional sports teams, George, in San Diego. They own the rights. They own the markets, all the adverts. If you want to watch professional sports in San Diego, where are you going? You're going to the Padres. You're going to see a Padres game. Now, maybe apples and oranges, George, but I'm old enough to remember when the Padres did this once before. And they went out and they traded a guy named Tatis, or they got a guy named Tatis for James Shields, because they had signed James Shields previously. I'm also old enough to remember when they signed Justin Upton and Eric Hosmer, and they went out and they spent all this money. And what'd they do, George, the following year? They got rid of everybody. Now, maybe this is a different scenario here, but until they get to the National League Championship Series, and win the National League Championship Series, and win the World Series. No, I am saying fantasy here. Phillies beat them last year. I think the Dodgers still have a good chance to beat them again this year. They're always a sleeping giant at the All-Star break. And I do think, to me, the best player on the San Diego Padres is Juan Soto. And I can't go reality until I know Juan Soto is signed long-term in San Diego. I know Machado's like the guy there. He's like the captain there, pseudo-captain. Big fan of him, for sure, from South Florida. But I got Soto being the guy. I got fantasy until he's locked up. Can't do it. All right. Finally, Miley Cyrus makes an announcement yesterday, George, that she's going to have an announcement, about a future announcement, coming up with an announcement in March. So we thought it'd be fun to talk about this a little bit more, because we see this a lot. George, there are people out there that are big enough to be able to say, hey, I'm going to make an announcement about an announcement coming up in the future. And maybe that rubs people the wrong way. Maybe it did with Miley Cyrus. I know you're not a huge fan of her, but just the general scope of it. Fantasy or reality, George? You dislike when people announce that they're going to have an upcoming announcement, which basically means, like, instead of just, making the announcement about the announcement, just make the announcement. Is that fantasy or reality?
First off, I think my head's about to explode. All right. Announcement about an announcement about another. Yeah, whatever. Now, hey. I do know who Miley Cyrus is, so I want credit here. All right, I'm well aware of who she is. Right. Mainly, listen, I got kids. They watched Hannah Montana. That was it, right? Hannah Montana. Yeah. My oldest, Dakota, was a Hannah Montana. I remember seeing that. Not that I watched the show with her. I'm like, oh, that's Billy Ray. And Billy Ray, her father. I'm like, that's Billy Ray's daughter? Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. After that, I know she's done some weird things, which they all do, right? It's publicity. They have to get their names out there. So I know she's done some weird things as far as that. Whatever. Don't care. No, of course, I don't care about an announcement of an announcement. I don't want to, as you said, it's the, you tell me you're going to announce an announcement. Why do I need to know that? I'm going to run to my calendar. Oh, Miley Cyrus is going to announce it tonight. She's going to announce it on Thursday. What? No, I don't care. Even if it was something I did care about, I wouldn't care. You know, the Yankees are going to announce an announcement on Thursday. Well, okay, then I'll care on Thursday. I don't care Monday. You tell me they're going to announce it on Thursday. If anything, you're making me angry because I have to wait 72 hours for it. You know, so no, it's just idiotic to me. I don't care. I'll never care whether it's Miley Cyrus or anything else. I just don't. Once again, these are all PR attention, you know, hungry seekers. They need that. They need that, right? Aaron Rodgers telling everybody he's going to go to this dark house. What's that about? It's about seeking attention. That's all it ever is. You know, they want to stay in the media. They want us to talk about him. And you're falling for it by talking about it.
So we just did. We just went for it. So I looked at our rundown, which is the show today, and I saw the NHL question. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to have to do this. But then I saw this question. I was like, oh, this is good because this is a reality for me. I would say this. If you are Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan, Mike Trout, like the best of the best, and you have a big announcement, I think that works. I do, because you're a huge celebrity, like on the scope of celebrities, if you are Madonna, as an example. But my problem, George, is that like, if you're not, then just make your announcement because you're just not even big enough. And I see this a lot on social media, man, like these different companies, like we're making an announcement about that. Like Sports Grid, we could do that. We're a big company here. But if you are a nothing and you say, I have an announcement about an announcement just to get the clicks for the follows, please just say what you got to say. Like somebody like me, I have an announcement. I just tell you, this is what's up. We'll be right back. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got to get George out of here. He's got another show to produce coming up. My gosh, how busy is George Kurtz? The busiest man at Sports Grid, that's for sure. Or second busiest, or third, or fourth. I don't know. He's in the top five. Here's George and the Sports Grid 60.
All right, this is fantasy sports today. So I'm going to assume that everybody who's watching, listening, checking out later, you play in a fantasy league or two. Is there anything more frustrating than when a player is not placed on the IR when he's hurt, disabled, whatever it might be? Doesn't matter if you're an NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL fan. Doesn't matter. It's driving me crazy right now in the league here, hockey league. I had Nathan MacKinnon earlier. He was out a month. They never put him on IR. Why? Why are you making me eat up a roster spot for this? All right, Mark Stone, same thing. It took the Vegas Golden Knights forever to put him on IR. All right, then we see this in baseball all the time, too. I understand you got to play the game. He's going to be out 10 days. He's going to be out 15 days. You know, he's got a broken arm in 10 places. He's going to be out the minimum time. Put him on the DL already. Drives you insane here. I'm currently going through it with Evander Kane. He's in the NHL, all you need to do is miss 3 games or a week. He's already passed both. Put him on IR so I can make a move here. You know, instead I got to eat that all the time. Drives me insane.
Great to have George back here on the show, filling in for Davis. Thanks again, George, to you. Thanks again to Major League Baseball for this pitch clock. My first game was Sunday at a spring training game, watching this pitch clock in action. Loved it. Thought it was great. I see a lot of people complaining about this again because people are just going to complain. But it seems to me all the people that are complaining are the ones looking at highlights from the game or watching the game on TV. You are not going to games. Go to the games. Tell me you don't like it. Report back to me here at Sports Grid. I guarantee you won't. That'll do it for our show. Thanks again to everybody watching. Of course, our great producers for sure, no doubt. Great graphics department also. Thanks to everybody here at Sports Grid for Fantasy Sports today. Davis Maddock back in the house tomorrow. I'll see you at 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll dive into the upcoming golf tournament as well as take a look at the NBA slate. And for George, I'm Craig. Early line coming up next. See you back here at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Till then, see ya.